Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You know, I bartended for these guys one day. Before I heard any of their music whatsoever. All my, I served with a bunch of, I was a bartender for a small bar in L.A., and a bunch of musicians worked with me as well, and they brought, these guys showed up and were drinking in the corner, and they're like, this is the Arctic Monkeys over there. I was like, that's amazing. What do they need? They're like, but this is the Arctic Monkeys. I'm like, this is so good. I'm so happy that there's the Arctic Monkeys. See Robert Duvall over there? Who's that? Exactly. All right. So, anyway, but yeah, I apparently met them. I have no recollection of them, but they seem to be nice.
There you go.
All right. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, that's right. Crazy ideas that Kevin Nicholson and friends have had.
Yeah.
Folks, Kevin Nicholson is saying, hey, everybody, look at me. And we're really the people that you should be looking at, or at least listening to as much as you possibly can instead of Kevin Nicholson. But we'll mention him every now and then.
Well, I think it's important because, you know, if he wants to be the guy that's shaking things up, we should take the ideas that he's having and maybe see what kind of practicality they would have for the state of Wisconsin, because that's what he's offering. He doesn't really have a track record to run on, so he's the ideas guy.
What I can tell you is that from his ad is that he likes having transposed faces of his opponents, like, over themselves in a weird way, like some weird graphic, and he can walk a lot. Like, he's walking, and he's walking. Like, all the time he's walking somewhere, and with purpose, but it's walking. And at the end, he walks towards the camera, and it's sure is a lot of walking. So I know that you're going to get walking from Kevin Nicholson, and that's important in a candidate.
What I know, and I know very few things about Kevin Nicholson, but I know that he must be always slightly cold because he's always wearing one of those vests where it looks like it's seasonably smart for the state of Wisconsin, but he's just always wearing like a button-down collared shirt with then a vest on over that.
It becomes a costume at that point is all I'm saying.
And I think he's just a little chilly. He just runs a little cold. That's
it's
all.
Fine. It's fine. Maybe get some blood and then it'll circulate through your skin and then it will keep your skin warm. That's just what I recommend for most, but that's just me.
For most, not all, but for most.
Or take up drinking. That'll keep you warm and then you'll not be a candidate anymore. So anyway.
But reading from this Molly Beck piece over the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, for Kevin Nicholson's proposal to make the Wisconsin legislature part-time rather than full-time. Wisconsin is one of 10 states with a state legislature considered to be full-time. Notice how Molly Beck says considered to be full-time.
Yes.
I think that's important to note, folks.
Considered to be full-time because, again, their whole job is done.
Right. They're already done for the year for legislature. But back to the piece.
They talk about hardworking taxpayer people all the time, and they are not them.
No. According to a tally by the National Conference of State Legislatures, a spokeswoman for Nicholson said he would work with lawmakers to determine new pay levels and benefits packages. Let's be realistic. Excuse me. Wisconsin essentially already has a part-time legislature. It's March, and they're already done for the year, Nicholson spokeswoman Courtney Mullen said in a statement. That is a statement that I can agree with, that they're already basically part-time.
Well, here's the thing, is that, like, rather than correct the situation and make them want to work more or really require them to work more or figure out a way to get them to incentivize to work more, he said, oh, you don't want to work? Let's go with that.
Yeah, because
more power to the governor.
The rest of the statement is Kevin believes that part-time work should equate to part-time pay. So that's essentially what you're getting at is, yes, that if he is to become the governor, he would have more power than if you've got a part-time legislature. Theoretically. But so the proposal is unlikely to have much support among lawmakers who would have to vote to cut their own salary, currently set at $55,141 per year. Lawmakers also receive pensions, health insurance, and a stipend for the travel to Madison for work. And so,
heck, I know some of these people might just give themselves a raise in that meeting just to spite him.
P- Potentially, yeah. You could see that happening.
I could see that happening.
But skipping down a little bit because I want to get to some of the commentary the other candidates in the race. A spokesman for Democratic Governor Tony Evers did not say whether the governor believed the legislature should have a shorter schedule or smaller paycheck, but Evers agreed with Nicholson's criticism of the legislature's workload in recent years. He has heavily criticized lawmakers for not meeting during most of 2020 while the state and local officials were navigating how to respond to the coronavirus pandemic and for ignoring his repeated calls for lawmakers to take up legislation. Quote, the average person would be shocked to learn the legislature is not already part-time given they failed to pass legislation for nearly 300 days during the pandemic and have gaveled out of every single special session the governor has called in a matter of seconds, Evers campaign spokesman Sam Rucker said in a statement. The real conversation should be why Republicans and the legislature left so much unfinished, like why they haven't come up with a plan for the state's budget surplus or passed the governor's plan to return the surplus money back to Wisconsinites. And that was Sam Rucker, spokesman for the Evers reelection campaign.
You know what? This is progress. Do you know why? Because we finally have people from the opposite sides of the aisle agreeing on a shared reality. There's a shared reality here.
There is.
And there's a complete opposite sides of the spectrum as to what to do about it. But, yeah, what would you do? How would you make people want to work more? I always thought, like, as far as on the federal level, I wanted to see Paul Ryan have to work an actual minimum wage job for a year before getting in. So I thought
he used to man the register.
No. You can't get credit for time served. You have to do it the year before you're going to actually serve in Congress. 1 year, you can only support yourself on a minimum wage job before you get into Congress.
Or just make there's lots of different proposals out there.
But yeah, these I'm throwing stuff at the wall, see if it sticks. If you guys have some things that are sticky or stinky, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll throw it up on our wall and see what happens.
Yeah, we've got some other proposals as well. Even a constitutional amendment even being floated here, Brian.
Ooh.
So we'll see what happens there. But taking your calls, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 and the Shaw 101 FM. We'll be right back.